some news we've all been waiting for. Goofy is a monstrosity, and some debuts happening in the world of fighting games. It's inventory full, and it's happening right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
We're listening to the sultry sounds of Utada Hikaru's new song from Kingdom Hearts 3, Don't Think Twice.
Nate's into it. You feeling it?
Yeah, we're gonna feel a little bit more when the song's actually done.
Yeah.
And when the game's actually done. Welcome to Inventory Full right here. And thanks to the fine folks at Popcorn Talk Network for hosting us here. We are live on Twitch at Inventory Full PT every week, bringing you this talk show as well as other games throughout the week. And boy, do we have some of those to talk about. I'm one of your hosts, the internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. This is Nate.
Sup, nerds? Nate Miller here. You can find me on all social media at Dog Like Nate.
That's Stacy.
Hi, guys. It's Shuttles. You can find me all over the web at Stacy Shuttles.
Patrick Dees is back.
What is up, guys? All the way from the UK. You can find me at Peter Dees on Twitter or Truly Slide on your console of choice. Guys, how are we?
Turns out my assassination attempt failed.
I know.
Hey,
I know.
So you almost died.
Yeah. Nightmare. Long story short, I was in an elevator and looked at my phone. I was in the 11th floor. I pushed the down button. Nothing happened. Still looked at my phone. Pressed the lobby button again. And before I knew it, I'd flown up, hit the top of the elevator. I fell 5 floors.
You hit the top of the elevator?
Well, yeah, I went up. And I hit my phone out, flew over, and then I immediately hit the ground again. Was totally disoriented. Saw that it was 5. Lights were flashing. And it had stopped at the 5th floor. I was stuck there for about 2 hours while they wanted to be sure it was safe before they opened it. The London Fire Brigade showed up. Eventually, you guys saw the picture. I tweeted out. Amazing chaps. I negotiated a free night at the hotel for every one of those gentlemen and their wives because they save lives on the regular. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just very grateful for those guys. But yeah, it was terrifying. It was. Yeah. They were yelling at me through the door saying, don't move. So you guys know me, like I'm like super ADD and like, oh, that's all I have to do. And I'm like, please just don't move.
More you think about not moving,
totally,
the harder it
gets.
It
was like, don't tell me not to move. So anyway, it was the worst 2 hours of my life.
Are you scarred for life from elevators now? Are you feeling okay? Or how you?
I've only been in one since, but I did the thing like immediately. I was like, never getting in that death trap again, you bastards.
Right.
And so I made them relocate me to the first floor. So I was like,
I think that's pretty understandable.
Right?
Yeah.
They took care of the rest of my stay. I got free free room service the rest of my stay, and I got nights free for the London Fire Brigade. But yeah.
So amongst this madness, first of all, you look a little banged up and a little bruised in the best possible way.
Yeah, I'm here. Like,
you're a
survivor. I walked away. Yeah, I'm here.
You're
a
survivor, an international survivor.
Yes.
But despite that, you talked about getting a Switch for the trip to London.
I did.
What did you play while you were over there?
I bought a bunch of games. I 2K, I bought The Fall, I bought Octopath Traveler.
Octopath Traveler.
Yeah. Sure, I know what that is.
Couldn't play anything.
Final Fantasy.
It's basically Final Fantasy. It's really dope. It's got this like, it's like pixel art, but they got this really cool like new depth of field stuff. I'll show you some art. It's really rad. But that's real hard to play anything once you've fallen in love with Zelda.
Exactly.
Wow. I tell you what, so I it's a 10-hour flight there. You were there recently, Mark, right? You know,
while ago.
This flight's long, so I three and a half hours there. I played. I played literally every night I was in London. Get back to the hotel, played Zelda for a couple of hours, and then on the way home, I sat next to a 12-year-old who had never seen a Switch. She was visiting the States for the first time, and I'm like, "You really need to play this game." And I watched her experience the joy of like. Oh, I wonder if this is... It worked! It worked! It was high-fiving this girl. Like, she did that thing where... You know, there's all these really... I won't talk about this too long because I know a lot of you guys have already played Zelda and understand why it's magic, but, like, there's all these systems in the game that, like, of course they work. There was, like, all the little goblins or whatever, and she shot a fire arrow, and it lit a bunch of them on fire, and it caught one of the boxes on fire. And you know there's usually food in the box, so the box melted, the food bopped out, but was in its cooked state. Because of course it would, because it caught fire and it was just cooked food. And she was like so elated about this. And when she figured out she could kill fish with a bomb, she just went fishing with the bomb in the river. It was the best. And I, there's just a magic about that game, a sense of wonder that I think can't be articulated through talking about its systems.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
agreed.
It's something
it's
else.
It's more people talking about what they experienced. Like, I was climbing up this hill, I finally got to the top of it, and I saw this giant troll looking moaf, and I tiptoed around it to try to get it not to wake up, but it did and killed me. Anyway, and then I ran into a dragon that electroshocked me into a river where I drowned.
It's
anyway.
Just, like, everything you try that should work, can work, and does, and it's just, like, you and I were discussing offline, like, I don't know that if it's a game, if I never finish it, it's okay, because it's about that discovery. So, like, I'm going to play it till I'm done and feel satiated, because I don't care about the story that much, but...
I've got one more Divine Beast, which are sort of, like, the big pillars of do this and then go fight Ganon.
Got it.
I've got four one, there are four of them.
Got it.
I've
I just got that.
One more to go,
yeah,
and I don't want to beat it just in case. I don't think it will, but just in case it hardlines me, like, all right, now go to the castle.
Yeah.
So I want to just try to experience. I just helped somebody build a town, and it's really cool. It, like, hey, can you go give me some wood? Find me a tailor.
Yeah.
And he ends up finding the love of his life, and you go to their wedding. It's really nice.
Spoilers.
It's so nice. I didn't say who or what it is, but damn it, I'm a homeowner.
But I love how, like, it just throws you in there and, like, hey, it treats you with a sense of respect. Like, you're going to figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like, I literally didn't understand. I'd heard this game doesn't have, like, a lot of tutorialization. By little, it has nothing. It's like, yeah, there's a world. Go figure this out. You make your own maps.
There are times
awesome.
When you get tutorials after you do the thing.
Oh, totally.
So it's like, oh, how did I do this? It's like, oh, by the way, in order to parry stuff, you do this.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay,
right.
So I was supposed to do that. That's great.
Yep.
I'm really happy, Patrick. I'm excited to talk to you more about Breath of the Wild. I streamed that over the weekend. Go check that out. It was really chill. Hey, Stacey, you're playing some weird shit.
I'm playing some weird
you?
Shit.
Yep.
I am.
What are you playing?
Do you want to talk about Human Fall Flat or Doki Doki Literature Club first?
Oh,
yeah. I started both
did
this
you?
Week. I did. So... Gotta say, in Doki Doki Literature Club, I am actually having a lot of literature lessons.
Oh, no,
interesting.
I bet.
There's a lot of literature.
Yeah.
And it feels like I'm back in college. I'm very excited. I've written a lot of nonsense poetry.
Great.
Perfect.
What are you playing it on?
I'm playing it on PC.
Okay. It's only PC.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a game, right? Not a college course?
It's kind of like a college.
It's a game, but you know what? You read their poems, and then they talk about all the mechanics they used and the themes and the tropes, and you're like, I'm back in my poetry class right now.
Without saying too much, has it gotten weird yet?
It hasn't.
Okay. Because there's a moment where the game
I know the weird part.
I played about 2 hours. I know something is coming, like I'm waiting for it.
What is this game? What do you do?
Well, we'll find out as Stacey plays it.
You get dragged into a literature club by your best friend, and you don't want to go, but you get to the club and you find out that it's filled with cute girls.
What do you do
in the
game?
Visual novel, right?
Okay.
Like,
what are the verbs?
Okay.
Yeah.
You just read.
Read.
There's stories,
right.
And you get, oh, this is a cool story. You get involved with the characters and things.
Yes.
Okay.
I've played for about 2 hours.
I'm trying to figure out like what the gameplay is.
Very visual novel, right?
To turn page.
I've made about 4 actual choices. In the game so far,
so
after
it's,
2 hours.
Oh,
it is
okay.
Really a
so
visual
it's like a,
novel.
But a story that, not just like the Edith Finch thing where you're like going through a story.
No,
you're
no,
choosing
no,
how things happen
right.
no,
and
no,
play
you
out.
You are just
so.
Following this along.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You are along for the ride.
How much was it?
It is free.
It is free.
It is free. You can go and play this for nothing.
That is
they
even
have
better.
An expansion pack that you can purchase that gives you a couple of extras. I think mostly cosmetic things. I didn't look too much into it.
Cool.
That's like $10, but to play the game, it is free.
Is this really a cool. console game?
PC.
PC.
Is it on Steam?
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dig back into that later.
I'm really excited for when it gets weird. But speaking of starting out weird, Human Fall Flat.
Human Fall Flat.
What?
Do you know Gang Beasts?
I do.
So Human Fall Flat is Gang Beasts the Adventure Game.
Go on.
The platformer.
Yes. Amazing.
You're just this lumpy humanoid shape that you could dress up however you want.
I love dressing up humanoids.
I made mine look like Princess Fiona.
Why wouldn't you?
Why not?
Why wouldn't you?
It wasn't meant to be that
Speaking
way, but
literature.
Then it happened and I just went with it. Mm-hmm. And you just flop around. I mean, you move. But not conventionally. It's very physics-based.
Yep.
So when you put a movement into it, like when you put it in action, it responds accordingly.
Right.
So you can do some weird things.
Fantastic.
And I played with a bunch of my friends that we game with regularly, which, you know, they're all assholes. So most of the game was just us dragging each other over a cliff.
Your friends are like my friends.
Oh, we're awful.
Got it.
We're awful to each
yep.
other. Most
yep.
of the game is us screaming at each other to let go yep. and stop trying to throw us over the side.
Leave me alone!
No, that did have a lot to do with it. I got to climb a lot of things, which was real fun. But it's basically a teamwork-inspired puzzle. So you work through these levels, and you have to figure out what you need to do and how you need to coordinate different pieces of the puzzle to move through the level.
Yeah.
And it's very simplistic kind of commands. You can't jump around much or do anything too strenuous.
Okay.
So you have to find creative ways around. And we broke a lot of levels by not following them the way you're supposed to, which is kind of the beauty of the game, because there are several different ways you can get to the ending point. So they, they'll kind of guide you through a path that's like, well, here, this is one way to do it. Or you could spend half an hour trying to climb this mountain and all of a sudden beat the level while your friends are still down on the beach.
I kind of love that.
Which is what happened to us at one point. Yeah.
And you going to return to it?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, who published that? Is this an indie game? It's rare
an indie game, but I don't know the specific studio.
It's just rare. Like, a game's not on the radar at all. Like, I've heard nothing of this. Like, this game...
Human Fall Flat's been around for maybe 5 or 6 months. It started out as just, like, a single-player or two-player co-op game, and then I think they added the online functionality.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. Just
pretty recently.
Very cool.
It's still, like, the alpha mode. So, yeah. You know,
got it.
It took a while to get a lobby going that everyone actually went into, and we had...
So it's early access.
It's not considered early access, but this feature, so it has a single player feature that's fully implemented.
Right.
And then this play with friends, so set up, well, they have online lobbies that are pretty fully functional, but the new thing is you create private only with your friends lobbies.
Gotcha.
So we started with just a regular custom game and random people started dropping in, which got weird real fast, so.
Right.
I'm excited to see more of it. I've always loved this sort of doughy... claymation sort of things. I definitely think that both Human Fall Flat and Gang Beasts we need to do.
Gang Beasts Gang together.
Beasts is
I know.
Absolutely ridiculous.
What
you looking?
Just looking.
Yeah. Look up. What have you been playing, Nate?
World of Warcraft.
Well, just WoW.
I mean, I played some League. I've been playing some FighterZ. You know, trying to get my skills up.
Are you entering Evo? Get in pools.
You know, I was thinking today. First. I was thinking today about. I don't know if I want to go. I've wanted to go for a long time.
Where
never
is
been.
It?
Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And you can sign up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't expect to get anywhere, but I think it would be cool to train and
just
actually try to get decent. See if I can beat one or two people.
Take a swing, totally. Yeah. Why wouldn't
and then,
you?
You know, I get knocked out. I still get to go enjoy the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Evo's super hype. The one thing that is unfortunate for the rest of us, it also shares a weekend with another event that we're all planning on going to.
This is true.
It is RTX weekend.
Ah!
However, yes. the fact that Dragon Ball FighterZ is still such a new game, I think now's the best time to get in.
Agreed.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, it's still an Arxis game, and so it's not new in the sense of, like, everybody starting on the same level playing field.
Right.
If you've played Guilty Gear, you have a much higher lead.
Because the systems are so similar.
Exactly. The other thing that's really interesting, too, that's going on within the community is you're getting people who are coming from Guilty Gear, Street Fighter,
Blade Blue,
Tekken, right. And then you're getting... the Xenoverse players.
That's
just
a weird,
very different fighting game, yeah. Right? And those people are just getting demolished because they have no idea how to do a 2D fighter. But it's fun. People are still figuring out combos and some secret techniques and stuff. And there's a few teams that are pretty meta already. But I mean, where I play, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not.
You'll get on that level one of those days.
Yeah, probably not. But
I believe in you. We all believe in you here.
I need a fight stick.
You do need a fight stick.
Yeah. It's holding me back.
Go with Hori. Is usually a pretty good manufacturer.
Oh, thanks.
I got you.
Look at that.
Man, bro, I'm legitimately sad that Evo is on the same weekend as RTX.
Yeah.
I'm so... Cause
if
I was
gets
like,
in, I'm going to really be torn.
If anything should happen... Anyway.
What are you playing?
So I played round two of Getting Over It.
Okay.
Where I really started to
Did you get over it?
I got real mad.
Okay.
I made some really good progress and lost... all of it. I am
why I don't play the game.
Back at the beginning, and I was getting real mad to the
beginning.
Point.
Beginning.
The beginning. Beginning.
Nice.
Like I went pat. Like I went back to the first tree, and I was just like, okay.
He just fell really.
So I'm not. I'm not. I didn't get super loud.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of people just like, no. Feeling for me, because boy, oh man, I started to get really frustrated. So I'm gonna
boy, oh man.
Next time I play it, it's not gonna be on stream, but I'm gonna get back to the place where I was. All it right. may take me oh, a no, day no to
cheating.
Do so.
No, no cheating. No. You gotta do it on stream.
There's no
how do we know that you did it? And some you didn't bring in a professional.
A professional get over it. Yeah.
That's yeah. a thing.
Definitely.
What's up, Kyle? This year. Speaking of which, Fuzzy Games, Kyle, what's up? He's been following us since the Video Game Movie Anatomy days.
Oh, right on.
Joined us for the Getting Over
in
it stream.
In the UK?
What?
Is he in the UK?
I don't know.
He might be. Fuzzy Games? I think I might know this gentleman. What up, Kyle?
Perhaps. What's up? Welcome, Kyle. And then I also, let me grab the developer for this. They sort of just like pimped out, hey, we have a beta, and if you want a code, just let us know. I played a game called Descending, which is a BMX game.
Nope.
Where you go downhill, and I personally,
Nate's superpowers is he's the most dismissive human being.
No, I just know what I like.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I like it. It saves you time. You're right. Like, yeah, no.
It's more for other.
I'm sorry, not descending, descenders. Okay. But I was a big fan of Matt Hoffman's Pro BMX. This is not very much
triple
a lot
X,
like that.
XXX.
This is What's a little bit more BMX.
BMX
triple X.
Triple X. Like, that's what it
it's
is.
It's like steep.
It's like steep, but dirt. And it's very
steep but filthy.
It's very much in early access, and I had a lot of trouble playing it and didn't really have fun with it. But some people are really enjoying it, so good for them. But thank you for letting me try it out.
Yeah.
If you like that type of stuff, play it, because I'm not going to. Let's talk about some stories really quick so we can get to Kingdom Hearts. I even kind of want to skip this one. I just want to talk a little bit. Angels of Mayhem was a game that... It was a game for a very short period of time.
It was a game for the month of August.
Nobody played.
And that nobody played and is being shut down, to which the studio got shut down. And as a result... not as a result, but hey, to sort
this
of
was
stay
such an awful idea for a game.
To go
like at no point in time when they were talking about this game was I like, oh, this is cool.
Wait, the game or the board game?
Well, I mean,
either
a little bit column A, a little bit column B.
I do have to say though, having been playing lots of board games on my tabletop simulator, it looks pretty cool.
All right,
so for those of you listening on audio, you can build various buildings and. Destroy them or build them up even further. It's a team-based, team versus team skirmish board game for 2 to 4 players. You and your opponents will play through a Radiant story, where every choice you make will have effects that ripple through the campaign. Play either as Legion, an organization of supervillains who have taken over the world, or as Mayhem, a band of anti-heroes who will do whatever it takes to stop Legion.
Cool. So
they've already got 4 times what they were asking for.
Cool.
They're asking for $30,000. They are at $120,000.
Like a Kickstarter thing.
It's a Kickstarter.
Good for them.
Yeah. So it's been already successfully kickstarted 4 times over, and the campaign doesn't end until February 27th. So
good
there's still a whole bunch of time. So if for something like this, especially with board games, Kickstarter does board games right, and board game campaigns are usually a great way to get into it. If you want to get everything the cheapest, and this is interesting to you, go to the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Because you'll be able to get so much stuff, some probably Kickstarter exclusive stuff, just by donating. Does anybody want to pick up Agents of Mayhem, the board game?
No, I don't play board games, but I love the art style for this. Like, they had a lot of stuff going for it.
Yeah, Deep Silver always
looks
cool.
I was a huge Saints Row fan.
And that's what I don't get, is like why you have that Saints Row thing that everybody loves.
I know, I agree.
Hey, we got a new game. It's not Saints Row.
No, but it's loosely in that universe.
Oh, of course.
Like, I know.
I'm pretty sure it's canon that it's like the same world.
Yeah, Johnny Gat's in the game. Like,
right.
Yeah, I don't know.
But still.
But my point is that like I think the IP looked cool, even if the game, by
the
all accounts,
cool.
It looks rad. Like that whole
Hanna-Barbera
cartoon. The
gameplay, I thought, was stupid. But the art style, the characters also, too.
How is that not a co-op? The characters looked rad, right? I agree.
Them,
there's like 12
really,
different
really cool.
people. Like, it looked cool. And the villains looked awesome.
This is a good idea.
I'm glad this is going to live on in another form.
Yeah, and obviously people are into it, too.
Yeah, dude.
$120,000 in no little bit of scratch.
Not a board game. My question is, how much do you think the game costs full price?
Full price, they'll probably sell it for maybe $40 or $50.
I think it's gonna be like $60.
Yeah.
$60.
A lot of minis.
A lot of levels, it looks like.
Yeah. It's a lot of cardboard they got to make.
Expansions.
Hey, so you know what was totally radical about us talking about a couple of weeks ago?
What's radical?
That the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are coming to Injustice,
yeah,
and we got our first look at gameplay.
Do we have it up?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So a couple of things were announced. Yeah. Either way, a couple of things were announced. One, each of the turtles will be able to play separately.
Right.
They all take up one spot on the character select screen, but once you select Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, then
you can select one of four turtles.
All right. There's a lot of different costumes available for them, too, which are very much in theme. I've seen one where Donnie wears a Bane-esque
beautiful
thing, but instead of the acid, it's ooze.
Fantastic.
Which is just, like, really cool and nerdy for Ninja Turtles fans.
Oh, look at that.
There's a lot of co-op moves.
Looks sick.
The whole...
the skateboard.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of the way that they've put the characters in. Like, I think the graphics for Injustice are really good.
Yeah, they're
but
it's a beautiful
got that,
game.
Yeah, I just don't, like, come on.
It's
like there's so much,
game.
Like, air quotes, I say, realism
in this Injustice universe
kind of thing that it just seeing them talk, like, I don't know. But at least
compared to Solomon Grundy or Swamp Thing.
No, I see what you're saying, yeah. And at least it's like the classic true designs. They didn't go for like
Michael Bay realistic
aliens thing. So
yeah, excellent point.
While the story behind them being in the Injustice universe fits, it checks out.
Does it?
Yep.
Oh,
while in a fight with the fearsome Krang,
yep,
our heroes in a half shell were jettisoned on a one-way trip across the multiverse.
Oh,
wow, so they really
multiverse, you say?
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So both the DC universe and the Turtles universe have shell-shocked. Have a multiverse. So the fact that those paths cross, that makes sense.
They did a comic with Batman, right? Didn't they do like a
couple?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like cousins.
God.
Like the comic universes between them and DC are
it's like
cousins.
One street over in the multiverse.
Not really. It's like they own them.
But
they weren't a DC creation. They married into
right.
the family.
They were sold.
Nickelodeon
to them.
Still owns that.
Right.
Yeah, and it's still huge. They're actually doing a new turtle show.
Good for them.
The IP
keeps on giving. Now the question is, if you were a turtle, which one would you be?
That's actually a very important question.
I know.
It
says a lot about you.
Very, carefully consider it.
Yeah, I'm like, there's a wrong answer here.
I think it's pretty obvious.
Mark would be a... Donatello? No?
Leonardo,
okay.
Donatello.
Raphael.
I want to be a Raphael.
Oh, give me a break.
No, now you're all going to fight over Raphael.
We've got two Raphaels.
We have two Raphs. The show's better for it, I think.
Okay.
Let us know what turtle you think we are in the comments down below or on Twitter using Inventory Full PT.
Now this just makes me want like Master Shredder, and like that would be cool.
In Injustice 3, we'll get Master Shredder, Super
cool.
Shredder
on board.
I just like we got Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. Let's get a sequel of that, but Mortal Kombat versus Turtles.
Oh,
so we get like Baxter Stockman.
I just want a turtles fighting game.
Yeah,
with,
I want some
the pig nosed guy. You know,
Rocksteady and Bebop.
Yeah, and what's his name? Casey Jones. Casey Jones and Injustice. Come on.
So hey, did you?
That's perfect.
Did you have a Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Do you know about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament
right.
Fighter?
Yeah, that's.
You know?
Yeah. Did you know
did
it's
you have a Super
Nintendo? It's 2018, so I don't really.
Did you have
play
to check
that.
One year?
I did. I just wanted to make sure. I was like, have I been transported
still,
back in time? He's talking
still,
to me about this game.
Are we still in 2018?
The Ninja Turtles will be available February 13th for players who own the season pass. And then if you don't have the season pass, they're going to be available next week. But I'm super excited for it. Like, I haven't touched Injustice 2 in months.
Neither have I.
This is going to be a way to bring me back in.
Now, riddle me this. Like, you can't go back to the campaign and play. You like that? You can't be You can't play through the campaign with the DLC characters, right? Like, it's just in...
So the campaign is strictly
the story.
This character. You play as this character for this
fight.
Chapter.
Yeah.
Right. I played through the campaign. Mm-hmm. My point is, like, I can't go back and there's not, like, inserted turtle chapters.
Not yet. They haven't announced...
Please, oh, no.
They haven't announced
what are you,
any
crazy?
Sort of... they haven't announced anything like that, and I think that's how they can get away with Hellboy.
Got
with,
it. Okay.
Sub-Zero and with the turtles old, yep. is... You know, they don't really fit
you just
in.
Just play the tower.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Got
and
it.
They have challenge modes.
Okay. I like being
cool
challenged. That sounds like right up my alley.
Well, they call it the multiverse where
Hellboy's
various.
Hellboy's in this
yeah,
game?
Hellboy's,
yes.
yeah.
And he looks badass.
He looks like Mike Mignola Hellboy.
Fucking
not
awesome.
Like movies Hellboy.
Yeah, yeah, he was really cool.
I like both.
All right, speaking of, let's stay in the world of fighting games, the Evo 2018 lineup has been announced with one glaring omission. But the lineup this year, I'll go bottom to top, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Injustice 2, Guild Gear, XRD, it's absurd, Rev 2, Blade Blue, Cross Tag Battle, which isn't even out yet, Super Smash Bros. Melee, Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U, Tekken 7, and Street Fighter 5 Arcade Edition. Now, not on that list for the first time in 15 years, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yep.
Because the game's not good.
It's not I just don't like it.
Like, but I don't know if that's pressure from Capcom, because we know Nintendo has had a little bit of... No, but like, because why wouldn't you include Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Because no one's playing the game.
Yeah.
But even why would you not go back to Marvel vs. Capcom 3? Because we still have Marvel vs.
Capcom. Because no one's playing Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
And nobody's
everybody's playing Infinite. Dragon Ball Z FighterZ, or they're playing 5 because they fixed 5, or they're playing 7, or Tekken 7 because Tekken 7's really big, or they're playing Guilty Gear.
Yeah.
None of those guys are the people who would be playing that game playing other games.
Yeah.
They had Marvel vs. Capcom 3 already had issues. It was like a we love it, so we're just gonna put up with it kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Infinite's announced, great, they're gonna fix all that stuff. Nope.
We made an entirely new system.
The gameplay is garbage. There's no X-Men. Like you can't. I know. Where's my
Wolverine? Damn it!
No, that's true.
I know.
The Marvel Fox thing is stupid.
I agree. Yeah, it's super dumb.
When you get to a point of like 15 years, these games have been out with X-Men characters. Wolverine is a staple.
Since Street Fighter, Street Fighter versus X-Men was the first crossover one, and just the Ryu and Wolverine are the cover boys.
Yeah.
Roster for that on Infinite. Is awful.
There were some good ideas.
Remember, Marvel vs. Capcom didn't even come like that. That game started as Capcom versus X-Men. That was
Street Fighter versus X-Men.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Sorry, but yeah. So to take out Cyclops, to take out Magneto, to take out Storm, to take out Wolverine, core came to that fighting game. The replacements we got were awful.
Garbage.
I don't even pick up a fight stick if Magneto's not in the game. Were awful.
Magneto is like. A meta is a team. Yeah, I would say even taking Cyclops
Magneto,
off of there,
the little serve bot.
Servbot's no joke.
He doesn't look like a joke. Yeah. I would not fuck with that guy. He's like a little bouncer at a club. If he's this big and he's got his arms folded, he'll mess you up.
But exactly. Imagine that hitbox.
That's what I'm saying.
Versus fucking Hulk. And, yeah, totally. Anyway,
that's right.
Terrifying.
Standing medium punch.
I'm scared of
Servbot. Right over the head.
So
that's balanced.
There's a lot of stuff to still get hyped over, including one thing in particular.
That Nate's going to be there? I'm hyped about that.
Street Fighter V Arcade Edition was recently released, and they're still releasing new characters for it. It was announced that Blanka's story mode is going to feature him being turned into a big merchandising effort. And they released the first image of the costume that he's got. This is 100% true. They're in game. They're going to be licensing Blanka toys that look like that. So they are releasing a costume for Blanka that looks like the toys.
Oh, that's adorable.
And if only if this doesn't cause more people to start playing as Blanka, I don't know what will. Former Evo champion Balance Justin Wong.
I'm a big Blanka guy. I love Blanka.
Yes.
I love that Blanka.
Go tight. Get tight. He almost looks like Amingo from Marvel vs. Capcom 2 a little bit. Yeah, we're done with fighting games. We'll get hype after Evo anyway.
No, that is much better.
No.
Closer.
Look at this boy.
Wait, Blanka?
Yeah.
We found something else.
Did you see that?
And that's what we call Street Fighter 5 right there.
Yeah, look at that Easter egg and enhance.
Look at the shape.
Enhance.
I love the shape.
The sheep's neck is jacked up.
Did you guys see that Mike Drucker tweet over the week? He wrote some huge article about like what the background people in Street Fighter 2 must be thinking, and it's all those people that you've seen, like in that guy in Chun-Li stage with the chicken when he's just like,
yeah.
You have to go read this article.
Okay, please retweet it and we'll check it out. Sorry, I just totally bipped the microphone. This one is really quick. We don't have any media for it, but I just for some of the games that are on this list. Tiny Build announced 6 ports for the Switch, including Final Station, Cluster Truck, which is really fun, Punch Club, which is also really fun, Party Hard, which is getting a lot, which is always has gotten a lot of indie cred, Streets of Rogue, which is a procedurally generated RPG,
fantastic,
and Hello Neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Which has been a pretty big indie darling. They have shirts at Hot Topic. It must be pretty successful.
Hello, neighbor.
So you break into your neighbor's house and you try to have him not catch you, but right. He's up to like some weird sacrifice or something like that. You don't know.
I don't know. That's don't why know. I broke in.
So all these games are going to be $15 on the eShop, except for Hello, Neighbor, which is going to be $40. Those are wow. That sort of continues the trend of the Switch being the new. Indie, the new indie place to go.
Yeah.
Because we're already getting Night in the Woods.
Yep.
Nate?
Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that there aren't that many Switch games yet?
Oh, it's 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, because people are looking for stuff to play. They'll go, oh, I'll right. get this, I'll get that. I'll
right.
get this.
And from a technology perspective, like it's lowered spec. Like it can run a lot of these indie games. Like it has right. no problem running Night in the Woods.
I'm sure.
It runs well. And like a lot of those games lend themselves to kind of bite-sized stuff anyway. It's a perfect platform. For, like the Vita yeah. was.
I think that if there was a larger launch like titles for people to play on Switch, that I don't think we would be seeing as many ports and indie stuff on there. I could be wrong,
yeah,
but I think that that's a really big part about it.
How dare
I
you?
I mean, it's good.
Sorry,
though.
Math would say that,
would,
right?
Well, it would be. I mean, it's in
I'm not wrong.
Either way, it's a good thing mm-hmm. because we want indie developers to get more shine, and especially mm-hmm. if they're able to. Have you know the really nice thing about pocket games is just like how you shared with that girl
Dude,
on the
it was
plane.
Incredible.
You can't when you're playing Xbox at home. You can't be like, you're right. "Yo, bro, look what I'm doing!" Like having it in your hand is a big game changer.
And there's and all the reports and the people are saying that their attach rate on Switch is higher than it is on all these other platforms. Mm-hmm. So like people who have a Switch buy games.
Well, again,
a lot of them.
And it's probably the same thing of if I'm at home on my PC, am I going to play some small indie game on Steam or am I going to play hours of World of Warcraft.
Right.
But if I'm on the bus
right,
home
yeah,
and I
sure.
can't play WoW,
yep.
you got me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this as a Switch owner. The final couple hours of my night is usually me just hanging out with my wife.
Yep.
And so instead of me being in a corner staring at my computer screen, I take out my Switch and we're next to each other.
Covered
and
we're
hanging. Yeah. A little bit. It's like, oh, what's that? Is that a bird person? Yes, it is, and they're gorgeous. I spent about 5-10 minutes describing how perfect all of the character designs in Breath of the Wild were to her, and then I showed her. She went, "Damn, you're right."
You got a great wife.
But regardless, I mean, have you seen the Gerudos in Breath of the Wild? Anyway, but it's one of those things. It's one of those things where it allows me even in the house to be. With somebody
right.
and still be like
not have to give them all your attention
exactly right. exactly
and it's a game you can just stop and most of the games are on Switch anyway right like the minute that she needs or would like some attention and you would like to give her some it's fine you can
goes
just
goes right back pause, on the
sleep
what is it?
And you're good.
The mount
the thing
the charger
the thing jig
yeah.
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
that
the gimmick
technical term.
Right.
The charging gimmick
specific
yep. the dock
yeah.
Ah. Ah, yeah
we got there
I'm never gonna dock my Switch. I'm just never going to attach that to a TV. Like for I've got great consoles to run like HD, HDR, 4K shit. This is just my away machine.
My dock for the majority of the time is just a place where it charges.
Charges. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I just whoop and yep. just pop it off. All right, time to play.
I just
for a
can't
couple
imagine
hours like
ever
this.
Playing that on a big screen.
All right, last little bit of news, and we got a trailer for this, because damn it, we're hyped as hell. Also,
yeah,
Patrick's here.
Yeah.
Over the past week.
He's hyped for us.
I'm excited for you. I like it when my friends get things
saying.
They love.
Bless you.
Yeah.
D23 in Japan, they announced, or they rather confirmed, the previously leaked Monsters, Inc. world that is coming to Kingdom Hearts 3. We'll watch this, and we'll talk over it a little bit. So they announced, oh God, is Goofy terrifying. But they announced that there will be a release date announcement at E3.
Right.
So we got an announcement of an announcement and a confirmation still that this is coming in 2018.
Yep.
I still don't know yeah. if I entirely believe it.
Yep.
And then from a story perspective, seeing Marluxia
so good
in the beautiful PlayStation 4 graphics instead of on the shitty PS2 graphics or Game Boy Advance graphics, depending.
You don't like the pixely.
I love Marluxia, but seeing Marluxia back in this is very interesting.
Yeah. Well, also too, it's one
He's
of those.
Dead.
Oh, super dead.
Indeed.
That is interesting. You have my attention.
Or is he?
Or is he?
Well.
Okay.
There's also the question of when this takes place.
God, that's so gorgeous.
But it looks like, but it, we aren't in.
Look at this. It does, this. But in Kingdom Hearts, we none of that means anything.
You know nothing.
Right.
But we know.
No, you know nothing.
And
know.
Also,
nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Remember, Chain of Memories was a, is, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
And Dream Drop Distance it's not like really fucked reality. With all that whole timeline stuff. It,
you're joking, but
I
you're right.
No, I, you but you are right.
It sounded like the title really messed with me.
So we're seeing a little bit of the Monsters, Inc. world, and Sora looks like he came right out of some Hot Topic employee's fever dream.
Yeah, he did.
I love how they made Donald a Cyclops. Mike and Sully and Boo look so amazing.
Amazing.
And Goofy is a terror.
Horrifying.
This is so cool.
But seeing the free, like the dropping, which is a weird way to put it, but the dropping return from Dream Drop Distance... seeing the look
well,
at the...
we've already seen the dropping in the Toy Story world.
True.
But yeah.
Having the look at the what the Monsters, Inc. Keyblade looks like, and then how it turns into two big old claw grabo arms. Yeah.
There's a couple different transformations in the video.
Seeing Flynn and Rapunzel, and Rapunzel, despite killing... Two. Go ahead.
Sorry, you get two people with you.
Yeah, instead you get of just one. And Rapunzel. You don't have to swap.
But seeing that Rapunzel is still in the I'm free, get me the fuck out of my my house carefree attitude that she's in while killing Heartless is adorable.
Love it.
We also saw the Ariel summon, which looked like it was a cutscene instead of in just like regular in the regular engine. And then some teacup stuff.
Look at this.
So good.
It's gorgeous.
The physics, the lighting.
I mean, I'm going to play like this.
Buzz and Woody on the big one.
Yeah.
The big one making an in-canon return.
Look at that.
They never banned fireworks in the world of Toy Story.
This looks great.
This looks so good. And it's one of those moments, it's one of those things of holy shit.
This is what we've been waiting for.
This is what we've been waiting for. And what do we think of the yo-yo mode of the...
Looks good. Looks like fun.
Monsters, Inc. Keyblade. Goodness. Mike Wazowski being a weapon. Seeing the Dream Eaters back!
Yes.
That was also very surprising, and it made me feel bad for not finishing Dream Drop Distance, but happy to see them back. And even more surprising... Vanitas making a flippin' return from Birth by Sleep once.
Well, we knew he was
I thought that was Voldo from...
he wants his other half back.
Does.
And Sora has sort of a visceral reaction,
like
despite
that.
Knowing who the hell that is.
Yeah.
Or at least it seems like. There.
Yeah, he knows.
Does Sora know who Vanitas is?
Yeah, he knows about the Keyblade War and the seven things of darkness, and that's...
But I don't know if he's met Vanitas yet.
No.
He hasn't met,
but he knows that he knows Roxas is Ventus.
Yeah.
Is essentially Ventus, and he knows that Roxas is part of him. So he knows who he is.
Is a T-shirt I would wear.
Of course.
Well, you can get it off of the Square store.
Hey, all you got to do is put 2 hours into the first Kingdom Hearts 2 to realize, oh shit, the game hasn't even started yet. This isn't the main character.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You're not selling me on that, but this trailer may sell me on this one.
It sounds bad, but also it's probably one of my favorite first 2 hours introductory into a game.
That's
of
pretty
all
great.
Time.
It
sets up the mechanics really well. It gets you involved in the world
and
the story. And then right when you're like, all right, cool, it's like flips everything on its head.
Just
and you're
kidding.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. It's sort of like an opposite Metal Gear Solid 2 moment where you're like, oh, yeah, Snake's back. Who the fuck is Raiden?
Right.
But it's the opposite is who the fuck is Roxas? Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a. It's weird to get back into this world, dude.
I'm so happy. This is the magic of video games. Just looking at you guys are so excited. Look, I felt it all the way. Like when the Twitter was blowing up with this, right? Like everybody's losing their mind. I think I was in the UK and I was like so excited for you guys.
Did you
look
hear?
At you.
So you heard about the Worlds announcement that as part of the expo, they talked about like the progress of the game also. And stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so
go ahead.
A couple of the worlds are in, like, the first phase, which includes Monsters, Inc. and Tangled and the Toy Story 1. So they said they're, like, 90% complete with those worlds?
I've got these. The early phase worlds... Okay. So the Kingdom Hearts is split into three sections, early, middle, and late development. The early phase worlds are around 90% complete, while the middle section worlds are roughly 60% done. And the company didn't confirm what stage the end section is at, but Tetsuya Nomura, the director of the game, said It was something he always wanted to do and put into Kingdom Hearts ever since the days of working on Final Fantasy. So I have two big predictions for Kingdom Hearts. One, we're going to get a Final Fantasy 15 area. Whether that's a world, whether that's a crossover, we are there. Why? Really? Neither.
What Final Fantasy world have we gotten?
Well, I don't mean. I mean, feature.
We'll get the characters.
So whatever
well,
the
yeah,
new
we'll
Traverse
get...
Town, whatever the new that okay. is, okay. is going to yeah. heavily feature okay. our
yes.
boy band boys.
Yes. Noctis. It'll, have, oh. it'll have that version of Cid instead of the other Cid.
Yes.
And, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
I miss
a lot about
Noctis.
Riku's new outfit.
Yes.
So,
which Riku was debuted. Riku's new outfit was debuted in the Utada Hikaru video, which showed even more footage that they didn't even put in the official trailer.
Stuff, yeah.
And my second prediction, isn't that wild if you follow Tetsuya Nomura's fanboyism? We're getting Star Wars. Star Wars is going to be in Kingdom Hearts. They were developing... The first mobile game that they were developing for Kingdom Hearts 3 featured a lot of Disney Channel... stuff in it.
Okay.
One of those included Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Oh, cool.
There were stages planned and designed featuring Star Wars The Clone Wars,
great.
Which was a Disney series at the time. So whether that means Star Wars Rebels, whether okay. that means Star Wars Clone Wars or...
Solo?
Or the Solo.
That's all I want.
I tweeted
Danny
it out.
Danny Glover should be in that game!
I tweeted it out earlier today. Somebody took the I'm Han Solo song from the Star Wars Kinect, which is the...
I'm Han Solo.
Yeah,
I'm
and put it under the trailer.
Great.
It's one of the most amazing things I've ever
Genius.
Seen and made me a little bit more hyped for the movie.
Yeah, okay. Get behind that.
But, so what other... Patrick, I especially want to hear from you.
Yeah,
what,
I know.
What wild predictions do you have for Kingdom Hearts 3? I want to start with Stacey.
Yeah, Stacey.
Oh my god.
Don't steal mine.
I mean, are we gonna get Frozen?
If that's your prediction,
So I think Frozen is more likely. I would love to see Moana.
That would be that. I wonder.
I would love that. I think that they could do so many interesting things and kind of branch out a little bit. You know, we've been underwater, and that was
Coco.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't want is another Little Mermaid
not underwater.
World.
Yeah, none of
I do
that.
Not want to. I've played
no
enough of those.
You.
No, thank you.
But I could. The only thing that I think is holding Moana back is unless they went to Square early and were like, hey, we're working on this movie called Moana. Here are our designs. Start working on shit. We'll tell you what it is. And we get Kingdom Hearts' version of, like, Wind Waker.
Yep.
But distilled into one world. I like that a lot.
Yeah. That would be cool, but I don't think Moana's big enough. Not yet. I don't think that the
it's had enough time to germinate.
Right. Tangled was weird because it got super big, like, almost immediately.
That's true. And a lot of hype.
Right. And then if you look at the other two, Toy Story and Monsters, Inc.
And Big Hero 6.
Yeah. The Incredibles?
That one, I don't know.
Some Incredibles.
Well, we're at two Pixar movies already, so I wonder how deep into Pixar we're going to get.
I'd rather get more
but they're
Pixar
building
world
hype for the new one? So
maybe.
I don't know.
They're doing a lot of marketing for the new one.
Yeah,
they're changing park stuff over to be
really?
Incredibles. Yeah,
I mean, it's been years, so they kind of have to go all out for it.
Mm-hmm. Anything other than Frozen, Moana?
I think those are my two big ones.
I think Frozen is how can they not?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they've got to go there.
It's their moneymaker.
Yeah, that's not really a surprising huge thing.
I'm gonna go to Patrick. As a new person of this franchise.
Upon learning that Noctis and the boys are in the game, I think they're going to drop their first single. I think they're going to break out
that's
in advance.
That's going to be the music
and
level?
That is going to be just boom!
As long as we don't go back under the sea, okay? I will take that. I will take a chocobo.
I'm just calling it right here.
Boy band, great.
So the
I'd watch it.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna
I'm
play
about
it.
That. Even if it's a stupid DLC, I want it.
I'm buying that game. Yeah,
did you ever? Did you know? Do you know what the story of the Big Hero 6 level is?
No.
So, spoilers for the end of the movie. I apologize, but the Baymax that goes off into like the Foreververse gets taken over by Heartless and comes back to San Francisco.
Right.
So you're fighting that original Baymax.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay, you're using shit from the movie. It's kind of a sequel.
I
dig it.
Yeah. I just didn't like Big Hero 6 that much.
Okay.
And I read a couple different iterations of the book and found them to be much
it's a completely different movie.
Right. So
for Kingdom Hearts, do you have any wild predictions or stuff that you just want to see?
I don't think we're going to get any Star Wars. I think we might get like maybe a hint, maybe an Easter egg. I don't think we're going to get a world. I think, in fact, it's much more likely we get a Marvel world or something of that nature, which I would really, really like to see. But I don't know. Part of me wants certain worlds to return. Like, I really want a Lion King world just because it's been in every corner.
You and Robbie both.
It matters.
It's one. Also, it's one of the ones in Tetsuya Nomura's heart too.
Right. And see, that's the thing is playing with the balance. Like, I'm not a Disney person. I'm just not a Disney fan at all. So me liking this game is because of the story and the use of characters. I've never liked Mickey Mouse as a character, but within the context of Kingdom Hearts, him being a king in the kingdom and how that plays out and the decisions he makes, it's actually really interesting.
Yep.
So to see him take some of these newer IPs and involve them, I'm kind of like, okay, I want to see that. But I feel like a lot of what's made it work in the past was taking these more established IPs, you know, cherished childhood things, and then being able to adapt them. Like Little Mermaid. Like, because when the first few games came out, all of the Disney movies that they were, it wasn't like, oh, there's a new Disney movie coming out, it's going to be in Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah.
No, it was all just the classic stuff. So
And
clearly we're getting Tangled, so we're getting some new stuff in Big Hero 6. I just don't want it to overwhelm to the point of where it's like Kingdom Hearts is now just marketing for Disney for their new stuff, yeah, as opposed to cleverly intermingling Final Fantasy stuff with Disney stuff.
Yeah. I wonder, it's a trend that started with Kingdom Hearts 2, is the introduction of live-action franchises.
Right,
and I wonder if Pirates, Tron, and then Tron Legacy showed up
barely
in Dream Drop Distance, though, which is a little
but
bit...
But that's a perfect Mary.
I totally agree. And I don't know what live-action Disney franchises that they're super behind.
Well, that's why I would say the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Because remember, they own Marvel. Disney owns Marvel. And it's a huge franchise for them to work with. And I think those characters, even though we're seeing them represented in the MCU as like live action, it would be very easy to animate.
I think they've
them.
Got an exclusive deal with like what Square right now, right? Like, so, oh well,
yeah, Square Enix.
But yeah, never mind.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. That's I'm them. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I got all. Well, because we know like they've got the Avengers coming out. You're right, absolutely right. Actually,
yeah,
for
Chris,
some reason, yeah.
Crystal Dynamics is working on the Avengers game. Yeah. That's why they're not doing Tomb Raider 3, which supposedly got leaked earlier this year.
Shadow and it kind of, I think it fits in the world too, because you know,
I think it can.
Captain America be like, it's the pureness of your heart, Sora. Like, come on.
I like Ninja Turtles in Injustice more than I like the Avengers in this show.
Well, I specifically Captain America. It's like then you're like, oh, this is American, like this is real, this
right.
is like that takes me out of it more than like the newest Disney movie that shows up as a
really
world.
Yeah
like Sora's like, ah, oh, yeah, Captain America. But if you took like a specific,
but they're
like,
but
if you have him with the Guardians of the Galaxy, like if he bumps into the Guardians of the Galaxy in the gummy ship,
okay,
and they end up on this weird alien world,
I could see that
like
happening.
Something like that. Cool, but specifically Captain America, I'm like, this is weird. This is a little weird.
But it's like the whole thing is American culture. They're all American movies. Even Mickey Mouse and Donald and Goofy. Like, yes, I understand that internationally there are characters, but they are classic American characters.
Yeah, but it's not Mickey from America. Mickey, King of America. It's Mickey. It's
right,
it's all sort of like they.
Can he be King of America?
He probably. He, I mean, he technically.
We
is.
Get through
okay,
the midterm
fine, so we get,
elections,
we get
and we can
Man
have
then,
Mickey be king.
So that's what I mean. Is take one of the solo movies and make it something.
Maybe I want X-Men, but that's not gonna happen.
That's the last thing that's gonna happen in Kingdom Hearts 3. Kingdom Hearts 4 in 20 years. That's when we're
can
all about them X-Men.
The Wolverine summon.
Just blood.
Just blood everywhere.
We've really evolved
right?
from the days of Kingdom Hearts 1.
Yeah, my favorite Kingdom Hearts world is the Logan world. Yeah.
Oh, God. Fuck you.
That movie's so good. Can we just watch Logan?
You
I just want to go watch Logan.
You load in, and Donald and Goofy are like old and dying.
They're figments of your imagination.
He's incredible. That's the best superhero movie of all time.
Now, one last thing around the table for Kingdom Hearts. We saw the Ariel summon. And summons usually can be anything. So what summon and from what game and or movie do you want to see in this? I'll start with you, Patrick.
I want...
And since you don't know what has been a summon previously, I'm really looking forward to what
I want to see the Thanos summon, where he comes down and punches somebody and he says, deal with it, like from that trailer. That's all I want.
You know what? There is something that I've seen in an Avengers trailer that would be a metal as hell summon for Thanos to do, but it's kind of a spoiler for Infinity War, so I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
But if you want to know,
you know
the show,
he says that at the beginning when he's like, that trailer is like, you start to feel it and deal with it, that whole monologue he gives. That's all I want.
Yeah, that's not bad. That would be pretty flipping cool. Stacey?
That would be cool, but he's a bad guy.
True.
Yeah, so what made me, is he though?
Is he though?
He might be a little misunderstood.
No, he's a bad guy. Dr. Doom is misunderstood. Thanos, the mad titan, conquering all of the universe because he's in love with death, like literal death. I think he's a bad guy.
Stacey, what do you want to say?
Well, if we're going to Star Wars, give me a super badass Ahsoka summon.
Ahsoka summon?
Oh,
yeah. With the dual blades? Oh, I like that a lot. Nate, what do you think?
I mean, I think it's going to be like a Rey summon or something like that. Like that's what I could see happening. I don't know. I'd like the classic stuff where like the genie summon and things like that. Mm. So I'd like to get some good classic references. It would be my preference.
I hope that
that'd be a perfect place for Incredibles.
Yeah,
somebody
or the fan, and that's one of the things is summons can be used like late in development as something that can be implemented a little bit less so than an entire world. So I could see Moana coming in there, or Maui, or the two of them combined, like just with a giant hook. Or
no, it's gonna be Hey.
I would absolutely love Hey to come on through.
Scar from Lion King?
Also bad guy.
I know, but like, again, so, like, I know, he's so binary.
He's good, bad.
It's a spectrum.
Are you heartless?
Also, canonically dead in the Kingdom Hearts game.
Is he?
Oh,
I mean, we don't know.
Dream Drop Distance, we wrote all that shit.
It could be his nobody or his heartless form. We don't know. Patrick, the lore is fucking deep on this goddamn series.
And crosses over.
I have no idea what we're even talking about here, but I know I believe it. And I'm excited for you guys.
Robbie wants a Robin Hood summon, which I think would be a great acknowledgement of the classics. Yeah. I would like something classics too. Maybe something from Ben Thompson Broomsticks or the Incredible Mr. Limpet. Anyway, I think that'll do it for this episode of Inventory Full. Thanks to the Popcorn Talk Network. Before we go, hey Patrick, where do the folks find you? And what are you working on?
I'm working on so many things. You find me at P to the D's on Twitter. I will tweet about it there. I'm also on Truly Slide on your console of choice. Find me and game with me.
Stacey.
As I'm Stacey Shuttles, you can find me all over the web at Stacey Shuttles. I'm going to be playing more Doki Doki Literature Club this week, and let's see if things get weird.
Hey, Nate, what are you going to be playing? More WoW?
Yo, nerds. I'm playing World of Warcraft. If you are on Alliance, actually I have Horde characters too, hit me up on Twitter, and we'll do LFR or something where we can not pay attention as we play the game. It'd be really fun. If you want to play FighterZ, hit me up also.
Oh, yeah.
Free wins right here. Come get him.
Train him up. Like he's
That's
going,
right. I'm going to a tournament.
You can play.
I'm looking for a trainer and a coach.
Like he's
a serious
Mac.
Evo team. Hit me up.
He's
Dogleg Nate.
And before we're totally done, the Fuzzy Games, thank you, Kyle, suggest the Seagulls from Finding Nemo as a summon.
Oh,
not
yes.
Not a bad idea.
You just Mine? Destroy your enemies Mine? To death?
Mine? And then it's just
pick up all the heartless and fly away.
That'd be so good.
Aye. And you get a crab every once in a while that just pinches you a little bit. I'm the internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. Tomorrow, I have a big match for the movie trivia Schmodown coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited to be a part of that league. Oh, boy, is it going to be something? It's going to be something. I don't know what I'll be streaming this week, but I'll be streaming something this week. Dear God, getting over it has affected my mind in the worst possible way. Thank you so much to Steve in the booth and to all of you who are dealing with our Kingdom Hearts hype. It's going to be something that we're going to be doing pretty frequently until the game comes out.
Hey.
But thanks again to the folks at the Popcorn Talk Network for hosting our show. We'll see you on Twitch at InventoryFullPT. Bye, everybody.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.